You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are back. It is Monday, August 25th. Thank you guys so much for joining us so early in the morning, this half hour just for you guys. So good to have you here, back from the weekend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm feeling energized today.
Oh, good. Sure. Any reason why?
Just good weekend. Went to China Mama. I've been hearing so much about China Mama ever since I moved here on Friday. I thought they were delicious. And went to this vintage pop-up on Sunday in Arts District. And I experienced my first thunderstorm on Sunday.
How did you fare?
I fared great because maybe it was the area I was in, Mercedes, but I didn't see any rain whatsoever. I was expecting something, to be honest, I was expecting like a torrential downpour.
I think some parts of town got it. We had a good 3 or 4 minute solid run of it. We're up on the west side where I am. Okay. But it wasn't anything that was like going to mess up my travels or anything like that.
Okay. Because I got an alert on my phone. I was like, what's going on
yeah.
here? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was cool. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was great. I had a really good weekend Friday. Went out to dinner with the family. Had a really nice time. Saw some friends. Saturday, we did the K-pop Demon Hunter sing-along in the movie theaters and just had the best time. It was so much fun. And then that night, we went to something called Bestie Bash. fashion. It's basically like a collectibles fair where you could go and buy stuff, handmade stuff, trade like your plushies, your Labubus, stuff like that. And we had so much fun, spent some money there. It was a good time. And then yesterday was our big fantasy football draft. So that was a little stressful at times, but I really love my team. I think my team is going to be really good this year. So we will see. But yeah, it gets really stressful because in my league, all four of my family members are in the same league. So we're all like stealing from each other and then everyone's getting mad at each other. Like, I was going to draft that person, blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay. So me being the non-sports guy, you're playing with your family then. So it's you, your daughters, and your husband, yes?
Yeah, but there's a bunch of other people in the league too. It's not just us.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There's it's a 12-person league. So there's eight other people in it. And so our draft was at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So everyone has to log in, make sure that they, you know, are ready to go. And then it's what's called a snake draft. So it starts with person number one, goes all the way up to 12. And then after, at the end of that round, that the next round starts with number 12 and goes all the way back to one. So it's like a snake. And so I was number 12 in our thing. So it took forever to get to me. But once I got to me, I had back to back picks. So it's like 12 on the first round, and then I'm first on the second round. So I just had to be ready to go, and it was a lot of fun. I got a grade of A for my lineup. ESPN sends you an email afterwards grading your draft, and I got an A on my draft, so I was very proud of that. My husband got a D.
Do they enter? Do you have to enter? Like, how does the ESPN even know?
That's what we use the ESPN app do the draft. Yeah. So yeah, it's all on the ESPN draft. I mean, I love fantasy football, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. It gets very addicting. So maybe if you're not having a lot of knowledge about it right now, it's not a bad thing.
Got it. Okay, cool. Hey, you're an A. It's all good.
So yeah. So Steph, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Everything's cool here. I'm here to report that I did not go out this week. Weekend, I kept my promise and my word.
Friday and Saturday?
Home.
Yes, Friday and Saturday. Friday, we stayed in. We didn't really do much. Saturday, we were out at my James's great aunt and great uncle's house helping them set up their TV. So, yeah, we stayed in, and I was caught in that thunderstorm yesterday, actually, in Spring Valley. It was pouring so bad. I told James, really drive slow, and you could tell on the roads, you know, like the first 30 minutes to an hour of the rain, that's when the roads are the most slickest.
Yeah.
So I told him, like, we got to really be careful. So here he is. We're low on gas, right? Ugh. So I'm like, oh my God, please, please make it to Costco. We made it to Costco, thank God. But you can see when I got out of my car, like, the raindrops all over my car. I'm like, no, I gotta get a car wash.
Of course. Yeah, it never fails. But at least you made it to Costco, right?
I did.
That's where we need to go.
And James does it too. He's like, we can make it. And I'm like, are you sure? We could stop by like a Terrible's or something real quick. He's no, we got this. And I'm like, oh my God. But we made it. We're good. And I didn't have to walk in the rain with like a gas tank. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my
about?
Gosh. Could you imagine? So you didn't go into the Costco? You just got gas at the Costco?
Yeah, and it was the new one right here.
I was going to say, did you get anything good?
No, it was packed. We went into the parking lot, and I feel like every single parking spot was completely full at the new Costco.
Right.
My husband ended up going on, so it opened on Thursday, right? So then he ended up going on Friday, comes home with a vacuum, a bunch of other things. He's like, this was $75 off. I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
That's my guy. I want to go shopping with Matt one day.
You're Costco queen. He is Costco king, yes. By far. So.
Roll out the red carpet, please.
Exactly. All right. Well, a lot coming up on the show this morning. We have got your tickets to check out New Kids on the Block, their residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Not only will you win tickets, but we will qualify you for the chance of an upgrade to Barstool stage seating and meet and greet passes. So make sure you are listening for that 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear The Power by Snap? Do you want to hear Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes? My heart's a stereo. It beats for you so little. Or do you want to hear Heaven by Los Lonely Boys?
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven?
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, from paying a grand just to go on a date to someone with someone to asking to be spoon-fed dinner. What's the most outrageous dating request you've ever gotten? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Heaven by Los Lonely Boys is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So, Julian, you were saying there's a pro tennis player that now requires a deposit before she'll even go on a date with you?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard. First, if anyone's had an outrageous or odd dating request, feel free to start calling in or text once you hear the story. It's 702-364-9400. But yeah, her name is Sasha Vickery. She's not like top 10 or top 20 ladies. She's like 559th.
I've never heard of her,
yeah,
honestly.
Exactly.
I was like, who is this?
Which is probably why she's doing this. She says, she went on record to say a couple days ago, I no longer date for free due to the behavior of men. And I now require a pre-date deposit. Send me $1,000 and we can make the date happen. Think of this as a future investment. And the first thing I thought was, wow, that's a pretty big ask. You're essentially asking someone to pay you $1,000 to go on a date with you. But then I started thinking back, and I don't know if anyone in the room's ever been in this situation, but I went on a date. This is a while ago, maybe 7-8 years ago. Her name was Annie. And I'll never forget, we're having dinner. And she says, feed me. And I wasn't quite sure exactly what I almost was like, what world is this? And she goes,
was this your first date?
It was. Yes. I want to say it's our first date.
Oh, that's odd.
It's odd, right? And I guess, Mercedes, I guess she was trying to be cute. Like, feed me like a little baby. That's what she meant. So she said, feed me like a little baby. She wanted to be fed like a baby. And I fed her once. I fed her once.
What did you feed her?
It was, what was it? I think it was like mashed potatoes.
You just like got a scoop in your spoon and like gave it to her on a first date? This is so weird.
It's weird, right? I took her.
That would be my last date with her. That would be it. I'd be like, okay, we are done here.
It's a whole separate topic. But yeah, I took her spoon and I fed her. After that, I felt weird. I felt really strange. Like, this is a very odd dating request to feed. But she was, do you get what I'm saying? She was trying to be cute, like a cutesy girl, like, feed me, even though she's a grown woman. I can kind of see where
she's... Did you think that was cute?
No, but looking back, I can see how she was trying to be kind of cutesy wootsy, like, feed me, you know, like baby talk. You know how couples might baby talk in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, I think, her version of, like, baby talk communication, but it's on a first date. She likes to be fed. But I never understood why, and maybe I should have asked her why.
So you never like spoke about it again? Did you guys go out again after that?
We did. We dated for a short while. It didn't end up working out, but that was a whole different reason. It wasn't because of her odd dating request. But I mean, look, I mean, transparently, you know, there's people that do crazy stuff. I had a guy who drove to Reno, Nevada for a date.
Just for a one date.
Yeah, well, he met the girl off TikTok, and they had conversation prior, but yeah, he drove to Reno, Nevada. So I guess he felt that the connection was that strong. So it's not It's not too far.
Some people will do anything to find love. And as far as the paying for the date, you know, if she's a celebrity, maybe some people are willing to do it, to get in with her. And again, maybe she's framing it up the correct way. Like, this could be an investment for your future of love. And with you, I mean, you're out here playing airplane with a fork at dinner. I mean, sometimes it just, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Absolutely.
It's all in the name of love. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, August 25th. It is 6:04. Back from the weekend. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing very well. Very excited. Happy to be here and refreshed. How about you?
We are good this morning. I was talking about this earlier. We had our fantasy football draft on Sunday. And if you've never done one, seriously, it should be something that you put on the bucket list just to experience it, whether it's an in-person draft or if it's all online. For us, we do ours online. And imagine a bunch of grown adults just sitting around on their laptop, spreadsheets, magazine articles pulled up. I mean, a trash talk. It was so funny because I was telling you guys, I was so proud. I got an A on my draft. Like, ESPN will grade you when the draft is over and they'll send out everybody's grades, like what you got. And I was one of two people who got an A. And I was really surprised, honestly. And then my husband, he got a D. I felt so bad. But then I thought about it. And last year, he got a D. And he ended up winning the whole league.
Is he so mad at you?
Well, I don't think he was worried, because, like I said, he won the league last year.
Yeah, okay.
When he got a D, he's like, this doesn't matter. He's like, this is the season hasn't even started. So he's like, I don't even care about that, because I was all excited. I was like, I got an A. Oh my gosh. But it was so funny. Either ESPN is grading on vibes or Matt has some secret deal with the fantasy football gods. I don't know. But the draft itself is hilarious, because the second someone takes a player you wanted, everyone turns into a toddler. It's like, oh my gosh, all this complaining and stuff. But my favorite thing, and does anyone have a fantasy football team name that is hilarious, or have they heard of one that's hilarious? 702-364-9400. I feel like the fantasy football team names are always so clever or petty or weird. Like, my husband is Orange Crush because he loves the Broncos. My daughter, Sophie, she's Champagne Problems. She loves that song by Taylor Swift. Brooklyn is the Brooklyn Bridges. That makes sense. And then I am, because of my love for BTS, my fantasy name is Mic Drop Mertz.
I love that. That's very creative.
After Mic Drop, one of my favorite BTS songs. So does anyone else, have you heard a clever one? Is there some of the league names that I've seen? We had a Kittle Corn once, because the guy had George Kittle on his team, which I thought was funny. And then Chubb, someone had Chubb. I can't remember what his name. I think it was not safe for air, if I remember correctly. But does anyone have like a funny football fantasy name? Or maybe it's not funny. Just what is your fantasy football team name if you do fantasy football? 702-364-9400.
Okay, so these are the names I came up with. I don't do fantasy football, but I love this name. I found this one. What about Skibbity Riz?
That works. Yeah.
Now, if it was me, how about this? You want to be intimidating and you want to be serious, right? What about Short but Dangerous?
It's very simple. And maybe the simplicity in it is what is going to make you the winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Skibbity Riz. How about you, Steph?
For me, I've never done fantasy football, but my husband did it. And he said that our friend, who's a huge Eagles fan, had his name as Hurts So Bad.
I've seen plays on Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Yeah. Hurts So Good, Hurts So Bad, I'm going to Hurts You, or things like that.
I feel like, though, having a name, last name like Hurts, it's so easy for you to just like either be made fun of all the time, or you can definitely use it as a pro, like, this hurts so bad.
Someone just texted, my fantasy football name is CD's STDs. And it sounds like something a little dirty, but it's really, and that's for CD Lamb. Like, I totally
got it.
I love when people do that. We're getting some other text here. This one says, my fantasy name is Run CMC. And yes, I did draft Christian McCaffrey just so the name would make sense. So worth it. This one says, my name is You Winston, you lose some.
That's good.
Oh, like Jameis Winston. That's, you guys are creative.
If I had one, I'd be like only doing this for Taylor Swift.
This one says, I went with Mahomes alone. That is funny.
Everyone's so creative. That's really good.
This text came in on one leg. My team name is Where's My Jonas?
Nice.
I love it. You guys are so funny. This one says, Joe Buck yourself.
Oh, I love that, especially when things rhyme with like bad words. That's a good one.
You guys are good. Where were you when I was coming up with my team name? I love these. Slot Machine Dreams, Victorious Secret. That's cute. I like that too. You guys are really good. I might change my name this season if you guys come up with a creative one.
Can they just be silly just to be silly? Like, do they all need to have, like, a certain reason or do
they
need...
No, they don't have to have any rhyme or reason. Like, nothing. Like, we have someone in our league called Is It Hockey Season Yet? We've got... Gosh, I'm trying to think of some of the other names. Chopsticks and Chutney is one of our team names. Like, they're just... There's, like, no rhyme or reason to any of them.
What about the Trollin' Trolls?
The Trollin' Trolls?
The Trolly Trolls.
Do you have a story behind it? Is there a reason just because you're a troll?
Well, I hope not. But let's say you like to troll. What about the Trolling Trolls?
Yeah, why not? You can go with whatever you want. That's so funny. A lot coming up on the show this morning. You definitely don't want to go anywhere. New Kids on the Block tickets on the way at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. Not only will you get those tickets, but you'll be qualified for the grand prize. And that is upgraded bar stool seats right next to the stage and a meet and greet. So that's coming up at 7:30. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. One of Hollywood's biggest young stars just adopted a baby at 21. Is that too young or is age just a number when it comes to parenthood? We'll tell you who it is coming up next on Mix 94.1.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Millie Bobby Brown is trending this morning. The Stranger Things actress might have just spelled her baby's name without meaning to. She was out in the Hamptons with her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, and their new daughter, and paparazzi zoomed in on her phone case. It had the initials RWB on it. So that's about all we have right now. But the couple recently shared on Instagram. She wrote, "This summer we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful new chapter of parenthood in both peace and privacy." And then there were three. And she said before that she wanted to be a young mom. She was on a podcast where she talked about wanting a big family. She said adoption feels no different than biological kids. And sources say that she and Jake were always on the same page when it came to kids. And they've created a real family life in Georgia. Like, they have animals and a farm and baby goats, and it just sounds like a storybook setting, really. But here's the thing, she is only 21 years old, and a lot of people are coming at her saying, wow, that's really young to adopt. What do you guys think? Is 21 too young to take on parenthood? Or if you're ready, does it matter?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. I don't think necessarily age equivalents to maturity. In their case, I think they grew up really fast just based off the fact that they're in the celebrity limelight. You know, and I say good for them. Congratulations to them. And that kid is, I think the kid is lucky. Luckiest kid on the planet to have such a great environment from what it seems like. And the fact that these, this new mom and dad are super embracing. So good for them. Yeah. What do you think?
I feel like at 21, me, no.
No?
Absolutely not. There's no way I would have been financially mentally ready to be a parent at 21. That being said, I think it just really depends on, yes, maturity and also circumstance too. I could barely pay my own bills. I had no business like having a child. There's nothing I could do. She is very well off. He is very well off. They are young. They are in love. They want to be young parents. I say go for it. As long as they have created a safe and loving environment, I don't think her age should automatically disqualify you. But like I said, if it were me at 21, yeah, absolutely not. Do not give me a baby. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, I agree. And I get that. I get that. But, you know, like you were saying, the financial aspect, they're definitely good on that. She's worth $14 million. His dad is Jon Bon Jovi.
He has his own business, too. He's not just like a nepo baby here,
there,
you know.
There you go. So they're worth more than $14 million. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to assume that they're more mature than the average 21-year-old just based off what they do. Just based off the, you know, social media and just, I you know, every 21-year-old I've met these days is much more mature from my experience than when I was 21. And I attribute that just to social media and the fact that there's so much exposure. I don't know if that's too deep, but it's just kind of my two cents.
And yeah, there you go. That's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We talked about the study last week, and I have had a couple of conversations with people about it. This study found that 77% of Gen Z have brought a parent to a job interview, which, that's a lot. Think about that. Like 3 out of 4 Gen Zers, and maybe you're one of them. And if so, why? Was it like moral support? Was it to impress someone? Was it because mom or dad knew someone? I thought that was really interesting. And then nearly half admit that their parents actually spoke to the hiring manager for them. Some even had their moms or dads negotiate their salary, which is wild, right? It made me wonder, like, how many people, and I think there's a lot, how many people out there have gotten an advantage because of your parents, like in the workplace, finding a job? 702-364-9400. Steph, you said your dad actually got you into radio?
He did. And I, thinking of the study, no, he didn't go to my interview. He didn't do all that. He didn't negotiate my pay raise, but he actually had a friend, very close friend, that I was looking for interns for his radio station. And his name was Sean. And Sean was like going to my dad, hey, you know, do you know anyone that would be interested in an internship at our new radio station? And my dad's like, I got somebody, my daughter. And I'm not going to lie to you, like, I never saw myself going to radio. I kind of just fell into it because of this opportunity. So my dad's friend was just like, all right, cool. She could start on Monday. No resume, no interview. All he said was, as long as she is enrolled in college and she has credits to do a quote unquote internship, then she can start. So from there, my dad's like, all right, well, Monday, 6 a.m., you're going to go help the morning show. I'm like, what? Okay, but I credit my dad, yes, for the connections that he made. Do I feel bad that I didn't have to interview or anything? Kind of. But like after that door was open, like I did all the work. I proved myself that I could last in this business, you know, all that stuff. But I mean, without my dad, I would have never known if I could do this. So there's that. Like, did my dad help me get into the business? Yes. But I feel like I proved myself and I sustained my relationship with the people in the building to get to where I need to be.
You proved yourself once in there. And I have always heard the phrase, you guys have probably heard it too, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think especially in this city, that applies. Is anyone else willing to say, yeah, I got my job because I knew the right person? 702-364-9400. I was thinking, no, I've never done that. But then when you mentioned like your first job, I thought about it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got my first job because of my mom. I told you guys I was a mannequin model at a department store. Like I was on the junior board and it was a bunch of us teen girls and we would do the fashion shows and we would do the mannequin modeling. And I remember how I got that job. My mom was shopping in that department store and she was talking to one of the sales associates and she's like, yeah, if you know any young girls that want to join our junior board, she's like, well, my daughter will. And she literally signed me up for it. And she came home that night. I was like, I got you a job today. I was like, wait, wait, what? And she, I didn't, I wasn't even looking for a job. She's like, yep, I got you a job today.
Why are our parents volunteering us to do stuff?
The more I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, my parent did the same thing. Anyone else? I mean, that is so funny.
See, that's cute. I see nothing wrong with both your situations, ladies. I never had that experience, to be honest with you. I didn't know anyone, but I mean, Steph, back to what you were saying. I mean, you're absolutely right. You put in the work, and it's not like they didn't get you. It's not like you knew the VP of the radio station and they created a position for you or you took someone else's job. You know what I mean? I, to be honest with you, I wish I had that situation. You know what I mean? They got you in. You put in the work. At the end of the day, you prove yourself day in and day out. So I see nothing wrong with that, but there are levels to this.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just like levels. I mean, if someone is like, I mean, I can never imagine a parent negotiating a deal with the actual, like, you know, president of said company or the big boss. I would think the boss would actually lose respect for the candidate or for the kid. You know what I mean?
I think that there's a lot of that, like creating positions, things for people's sons and daughters. I know, you know, my daughter's entering the workforce and she's seeing a lot of like people getting jobs because their parents own the company. And hey, like, I get it. They own the company and they'll like make a position for their son or their daughter. And maybe because they own it, they're going to have that advantage. Summer, I turned pretty. Jeremiah, how do you think he got his job? I mean, his dad and his dad doing some shady stuff. I'm just saying. But we're getting some texts here. This one said, I worked at a law firm one summer only because my mom's best friend was the office manager. Pretty sure they didn't even look at my application. This one says, I got hired at a restaurant because my dad was golf buddies with the owner. They didn't even ask me if I could carry a tray. So it happens a lot. This one says, I was a camp counselor thanks to my aunt. She was on the board, so they hired me even though I hate the outdoors. It happens, you know. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, again, there's different levels to it. I think when you're taking someone else's job that's maybe more qualified, I think that's where I have an issue with something like that. But I mean, if you're opening doors to someone you know, hey, you know, like I mentioned, I mean, I don't think any of us would say no. Right? If someone opened the door for us for a position, but we still had to prove ourselves, I think that's fine.
Sabrina, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'm not sure, you know, I agree with him saying that there's lots of layers. I think that maybe one of the reasons parents feel like they have to help their kids do that is because corporations and entities might be seeking more and more to be like less than upfront and transparent, and they're trying to help protect their kids from getting taken advantage of in situations or things like that.
Like you're showing up for a job interview at some shady like building where the office was leased out for the day, and it's like, what is this? I'm going to take my kid just to make sure this is on the up and up.
Yeah, maybe something along that lines. Or if they're trying to, you know, have them work for less pay than is, you know, reasonable in this time. It just seems like there's a lot of that going around. People trying to take more advantage of people than doing things transparently and honestly.
Maybe sometimes. Instead of saying, yeah, this is my mom or this is my dad, like, this is my agent and they're here to negotiate my salary. And that way, you know, they're like, ooh, this person has an agent. Look at them.
I better be honest.
All fancy. So, yeah, we're getting so many texts. A lot of you have gotten in because you knew someone. This one says, got hired because my sister-in-law was best friends with the manager. 19 years later, still here. See, that means you were destined for that job if you've lasted that long. That's what I say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Summerlin South's magical run of the Little League World Series came to an end yesterday in the World Championships. They lost to Chinese Taipei 7-0. But listen, these kids are still U.S. champs, which is absolutely massive. They rolled through Illinois, Washington, South Carolina, even got redemption on Connecticut to take the U.S. title. Honestly, I feel like this team deserves all the flowers, and they're getting them. There's going to be a parade Wednesday, 6 o'clock in downtown Summerlin. So you guys can go down there and cheer them on like the rock stars that they are. I know some people are like, well, they didn't win the world championship. I don't care. I think the national championship is good enough for a parade for these guys.
I'm with you. U.S. champions, come on. You know what I mean? I'm just excited to go to the parade as well and cheer the guys on. And the fact that they're so just so cool about the whole thing. When we talked to the coach and talked to Garrett Gallegos last week, they were just so even keeled. So shout out to them, man. This is a time to celebrate, right?
Absolutely. We will do that tomorrow. Downtown Summerlin. We're going to have more details on that for you here coming up. Also this morning, Selena Gomez is trending this morning. She has maybe had her last hurrah before her marriage. I guess sources are saying she had her bachelorette party this weekend. She was spotted on a yacht in Cabo with her friends, dancing, drinking, selfies. No, she wasn't wearing white. So some people are like, maybe it was just a girl's trip, but her fiance, Benny Blanco, reportedly had his bachelor party right here in Vegas over at the Wynn with about 25 of his friends, which included a spa day, which to me is, I love that the guys did a spa day. Talk about taking self-care right here. Like that is beautiful. I don't know. I thought, bachelor parties were more about going out and getting drunk. I didn't realize you went to the spa for the bachelor parties, you know?
Yeah, he's a different guy though. He definitely is a different guy. When it comes to the bachelorette parties though, Mercedes, I can't tell. With celebrities, I honestly can't tell what they're celebrating because it seems like they go on these trips all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe it was just a girl's trip. Who knows? Finally, this morning, a new study has confirmed what all of us already know. Coffee makes everything better, even Mondays. Researchers say regular caffeine consumers reported feeling happier and more enthusiastic after a cup of coffee. And the boost lasts about 2.5 hours. So basically, science just proved that that first sip of coffee in the morning is like pure magic. The only catch is that this study was only done on people who already drink coffee. So It might be our brains saying thank you for not torturing me anymore. So I'm not sure how this would be for someone who's never had coffee before. If you could tell someone who's never had coffee before something about coffee, what would you tell them?
I would say it is the best thing ever. It is an awakening that we all need. And that's what I say. I know you and I are both coffee drinkers. So again, it's really hard to say we can't speak on that, because I feel the same way every single day, because I'm always drinking coffee. It's when I don't know if you feel the same way, but if I miss a day not drinking coffee, that's when I feel a definite difference.
That's what I would tell a non-coffee drinker. Don't start, because then you're going to depend on it. Like, I seriously depend on it. If I don't have it, I'll get a headache. I'll get a little bit cranky. Like, I would encourage you not to start drinking coffee if you can avoid it. Just stick with your water or maybe some tea or something like that. Don't cross to the dark side. By the way, the pumpkin spice latte comes out tomorrow, so there's that too.
Things
to look forward to.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant. Neil, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
How you doing this Monday morning?
A little better now. We listen to this every morning, my daughter and I. So we gave it a shot.
Oh, I love that. Is your daughter in the car with you right now?
Yes, her bus is pulling up right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's move this along. Okay, so here's the deal, Jeff. You got to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. You do it, you get a $350 diamond pendant.
We can't, but we're going to try. Let's do it.
No, don't say that. You got this. I'm going to leave the studio right now, Neil, and good luck. We'll talk to you in a few. Bye.
Okay, bye, Mercedes. Bye. There is no try. You will make it happen, Neil, okay? I'm going to break down. Okay, I'm going to break down the rules. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "Got it," we stop the clock in the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something, okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Beat Mercedes starts now. You gotta say "Got it."
Maroon 5, "Heart of the Breeze."
Hold on, you gotta say "Got it." You got it?
Yeah, Maroon 5, "Heart of the Breeze." Oh, got it.
Okay. That's okay. All right, let's bring in Mercedes. So you're with your daughter, and the bus is not there yet?
No, she already had. She had to go to the bus.
Okay, cool.
She would have told me to say "Got it."
It's okay. No problem. Okay, let's bring in Mercedes. Mercedes.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you feeling? You ready?
I'm ready. That was fast.
I know.
I'm a little nervous.
See what happens.
Okay.
Okay, Beat Mercedes starts now.
Oh, got it. Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5.
Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5. And we have Steph with the official score.
Okay, Mercedes, you got it right at 4.2 seconds. "Harder to Breathe" by Maroon 5. Neil also got "Harder to Breathe" by Maroon 5. And he stopped the clock. He didn't say "Got it," but we took the time.
It.
We took it at 10.6 seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. That was tough with that beginning. I didn't realize the song started with that weird, like, gurgly noise at the beginning.
Yeah, that little drum roll.
That was so bizarre. But, yeah, I guess I get another win to chalk up. $375 diamond pendant up for grabs tomorrow morning with Beat Mercedes. Make sure you are listening. Here's Maroon 5. It's Mix 94.1. You say that mommy hit is unacceptable. So condescending, unnecessary, but I have the Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Summerlin South, wow, their run at the Little League World Series was incredible. Yes, they may have lost to Chinese Taipei in the championship, but they are still U.S. champions, which is huge. They beat teams from all over the country were on national TV. Now they're getting a full parade on Wednesday night, downtown Summerlin, 6 o'clock. And it's so cool because this is the kind of thing that they are going to remember
forever. Just to see the looks on their faces when they won that game on Saturday, it was like, I was tearing up for them. And I don't know anyone on that team, you know, but it was just so beautiful. And let's be honest, to get to this point, it takes a lot more than just talent, like being good at baseball. I think if your kid has ever played a travel sport before, you know, it's hours and hours and hours of practice, travel every weekend, nonstop tournaments. Like I've been in it firsthand with both of my kids playing travel volleyball. And sometimes it feels like a full-time job, you know, sometimes not just for the parent, but for the kid too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I can't wrap my head around the fact that, you know, these kids, how old are they? Mercedes, what, 13? Something like that? 12, 13?
Sure, yeah.
Super young. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that they're so mature and their tenacity, you know, that's what I'm looking for. Tenacity is at this level. Because I can tell you, when I was 16, 17, and I didn't have that. I was trying to be a, you know, competitive tennis player. And after the amount of drills, you know, drilling 2-3 days a week, I was like, yeah, you know what? This feels like a job. I can't do it.
Have you ever like experienced the burnout of a sport to the point where you just were like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Or has your kid where it did stop being fun? The pressure was too much. Maybe they just quit altogether because it was just too much on their plate. Has that ever happened in your family, or did your kid end up walking away from a sport that they love because the practices, the schedules, the competition just got overwhelming? 702-364-9400. My oldest, she quit volleyball because it was a combination of just it overtaking her schedule, and she really wanted to concentrate on school too, but it was taking away from her ability to do that. And then, you know, I think 99% of the time you get great coaches. She had one that just kind of ruined it for her. You know, it was like there was just not, they weren't seeing eye to eye. The coaching style was rough, I'll just say it. And I was always defending the coach, like, hey, that's just the coaching style. But then I really started to notice it, and I like just every player always looked so dejected by the coach. You know, I'm not saying babysit them and yeah, they need to be tough, but at the same time, you know, just degrading a person, you know, for mistakes and just making them feel horrible is not going to get you a bunch of people that are motivated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's never right. So wait, are you saying, so she loved volleyball, right? And then are you saying it's the actual, like, you know, all the training, everything that was involved with it, or was also partial because of the coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Did you ever have like a kid just say like, I'm done. I just can't do this anymore. 702-364-9400. This text just came in and said, my son played club soccer for 3 years. We were traveling every single weekend. And by the time he hit high school, he wanted nothing to do with it. Said he'd rather mow lawns than play another tournament. This one says, honestly, the parents burn out too, between fees, travel, hotels, uniforms. I was ready to quit before my kid was. And then this one says, baseball ate my life. We had 6 days a week of practice and games, plus extra hitting lessons. One day my kid looked at me and said, Dad, can I have a Saturday with no cleats? And that's when I knew he was done.
I would think low pressure situations are the best. You know what I mean? I think that when it comes to, I just being that young, playing competitive sports, you know, low pressure, because if a kid wants to play, they're going to play. You know what I mean? They're going to let you know. So that's what I would say to that.
Steph, did you, like with dance, did you ever get to the point where you're like, I just can't do this anymore?
Oh, absolutely. I remember being a kid and just every day after school, I would be at the studio from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, I'd have to get up early and I'd be at the studio from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., not including competition season. And I remember, like, I couldn't do it anymore. I was behind on schoolwork and I was just losing focus on education, and that all I wanted to do was just dance because that's what I loved. And they realized that my balance of academics and dance were no longer. And they said, okay, we're going to have to cut back on some dancing.
Yeah.
And then I ended up not doing studio stuff anymore, like ballet, tap, jazz. And I just focused on
which was hip hop. And that was like three times a week. And okay. I was able to be cooler. It was much cooler for me on my schedule. But I'm just thinking about like these little league, you know, these players. And I'm looking into like the Chinese Taipei players. And I didn't know until I saw the game yesterday that some of these players actually played more than one sport. Like they're doing boxing, they're doing swimming. Imagine doing all that and still going to the World Series. These kids have so much discipline and so much love for the sport. Like you really have to love the sport to really do this full time.
Yeah. There is something about an multi-sport athlete. And when I was playing in high school, that was a big thing with all the recruiters, that collegiate recruiters, they wanted you to play more than one sport. They didn't like if you focused on just one. Like the girl, the top athlete at her school, she played year-round sports. She played volleyball, she played basketball, and she played soccer. And then in the summer, she played travel soccer.
Wow.
So this girl was so good at every single sport she played. And she had colleges just begging for her to go there. And it's, they say that those are the best athletes, the ones that don't focus too much on one sport. So that's really interesting. I hadn't heard that about the Chinese Taipei team.
Yeah, now and then I think about it. I was just at the gym on Saturday, and I barely did a 20-minute workout, and I'm tired. Like, how do these kids
do a multi-sport? I can't do a multi-workout.
On the Stairmaster, I'm out of breath.
No, that's impressive. I'm really excited. Again, that parade for these guys is on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, downtown Summerlin. We'll have more details as we get them, but it's going to be really cool to welcome them back. Man, they must be behind on their schoolwork, too. That's a lot of school they missed.
Yeah, but in this situation, I think it's okay.
I think it's okay. As long as they get they get a little extra time to do their makeup work. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play the Mega Minute. And that means we have your tickets right now to see New Kids on the Block, the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We are going to get you a pair of tickets right now. When you conquer the Mega Minute, you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, upgraded bar stool stage seats, and a meet and greet before the show. All you got to do is answer our 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. They're different things. Pop culture, common knowledge, trivia. You get them all correct in 60 seconds and you are going to the show. Caller 20 right now. You are playing the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400 is our number. It's Mix 94.1. The club isn't the best place to find the lovers of the bar.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Tawny, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
Are you ready to take on the Mega Minute for New Kids on the Block tickets?
Yes, we are.
All right, who do you have playing with you this morning?
I have my two boys in the car with me, Ryan and Gabe.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Here's the deal, guys. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You answer them all correct, and these tickets are yours. If any one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Tawny, Ryan, and Gabe. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll go back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is it called where participants make imaginary football teams composed of real NFL players?
Fantasy football.
Yes. Vanna White is a part of which TV game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. In regards to the internet, what does WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
Yes. Belly, Conrad, and Jeremiah are characters on what TV show?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes. Which basketball player is known as the Black Mamba?
Kobe Bryant.
Yes. Which holiday is on Monday, September 1st?
Labor Day.
Yes. Which Las Vegas team went to the Little League World Series championship game this year?
Summerlin South.
Yes. What is the capital of Wisconsin?
Illinois?
No, not Wisconsin.
Pass.
Well, how many quarters do you need to make $3?
12.
Yes. What is the governing body called in England?
Parliament.
Yes. What is the capital of Wisconsin?
Madison.
Yes! You got it! Teamwork going on right there, and you Congratulations!
Huge!
We did it!
Great job, you guys! And now you are going to see New Kids on the Block, the
Yay!
Right Stuff Las Vegas Residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM November 12th. We are also qualifying you for that grand prize, upgraded barstool stage seating and a meet and greet before the show. Good luck on that. Oh, wow. You guys really pulled it together and we're able to conquer that Mega Minute. I love starting our Monday that way. We're going to have another chance for you to win these tickets tomorrow morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
If you're hitting the road for Labor Day, it's looking good for your wallet. Gas prices are staying relatively low. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is expected to stay under last year's $3.33 a gallon. Flights are also a little cheaper this holiday, with domestic round trips down 6% from last year. Hotels, 11% less. Car rentals, 3% less. Basically, it's like Costco sample day for travelers. Everything's a little discounted. Just don't expect too much more than it is already. Any Labor Day travel plans?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be traveling to the Arts District. I might be stopping by the Strip. Yeah, I'm going to be experiencing some things. I'm going to keep it local.
Yeah, not going out of town. How about you, Steph? Do you have big plans for Labor Day?
I didn't, but I just found out, and I kind of knew this, that my dad was going to go through surgery with his heart.
What?
Yeah, it was. I've not.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He's doing okay. He told me, you know how parents are. They're like, I'm fine. You don't have to make any plans. And I'm like, he went back into the hospital yesterday, and I'm like, Dad, I think I should go see you. And he goes, No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to spend money on me. So I think I'm gonna leave on Saturday and head up there to head down to San Diego. He's out of the hospital now, but I think I just want to spend time with him.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about like anything with health. I just want to be there for him emotionally, because my aunt and my uncle have been doing all of like the taking him and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like that weird guilt of a daughter that's not there, but although he knows I have a life.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But that's my Labor Day plans.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that sounds like amazing plans to get to spend some time with your dad, you know? And I think the fact that you being there and, you know, not even, like you said, not even talking about the health, just being there, someone to talk to, watch a movie together, you know, have a drink. Well, he probably shouldn't have a drink right now, but you know what I mean? Just
yes.
Like chilling with each other. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm sure that's going to mean so much to him.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm still up in the air if I want to drive or if I want to fly, because honestly, plane tickets, they're not that bad right now.
I know. You can get like a one way for like $39 to San Diego right now.
Yeah. If I leave at like 6 a.m., but I'm willing to.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
How about you, Mercedes?
Yeah, we're just, my husband is moving my daughter back down to San Diego, so maybe they'll see you on the road if you're driving there, Steph.
Maybe you all could carpool.
Yeah, seriously, if you want to catch a ride, if there's room in the car, you know you're more than welcome.
You'll still see me in Baker with my thumb in the sky. Hey, I'm hitchhiking to San Diego.
They always make a stop at Eddie World, so maybe you guys could go get some candies. That shit sounds like a lot of fun. Also, this movie, the movie K-Pop Demon Hunters. It owned the weekend box office. If you were there, you know how much fun it was. A movie about K-pop singers fighting demons. The Netflix movie made $18 million, only though it was only in about a third of theaters, actually. They even, you know, they had this sing-along version. We were there, and it was just so cute. People were so excited. People showed up. They were dressed in costume, and this little girl was sitting right next to me. Oh my gosh, she was releasing her demons when she was singing this song. She was screaming so loud, but like in the cutest way possible to these songs. It was so fun. I wish they would extend this for one more weekend. It was a really cool experience.
Now walk me through this real quick. So it's a screening. Everyone's dressed up. I can picture it. But with the sing along, are people just singing along while the movie's going on, or do they like, do you kind of get what I'm saying? Do they break it down to segments? Do they stop everything and people just start singing in specific parts of the movie? You get what I'm saying?
So when there's a song that's being sung on the screen, you sing with it.
Okay,
that's basically
okay.
What it is. Yeah, so they have the words at the bottom in case you don't know the words. So you can sing along to what's being done on screen. So some people brought their light sticks from some of their favorite like K-pop bands. Like it was such a fun experience. If you guys went over the weekend, did you guys have fun? Because we had a blast. We left the theater and I'm like, we should go to another screening of this tomorrow. That was so much fun. It was really cool. Finally, this morning, a wild story out of Spain. A couple was headed to Morocco for a vacation when they realized their 10-year-old son's passport had expired. Instead of, you know, fixing the problem, maybe saying, okay, we should probably not go, they ditched him at the airport and went on their way. They actually called a relative to come pick him up while they went to their gate. Airport staff grounded the plane, brought the parents back, and now they are facing child abandonment charges. Authorities say the parents thought what they did was perfectly normal. Okay, so, you know, just leaving your kid at the airport while you go to another country sounds perfectly normal to me.
Yeah, you know? Talk about a lesson in bad parenting. When you're hearing this story, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Now, so wait, you said they called a grandparent, you said?
A family member. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's okay, Mercedes, but is there in any world this is slightly okay, being the fact that at least they called a family member?
I mean, I think the issue is that they just abandoned their child. I think if maybe they would have waited for said family member to arrive, but instead they were like, okay, just wait here and so-and-so will be here to pick you up soon. Bye. We're out of here. I think maybe that was the issue. I still feel bad for the child didn't get to go on this trip, and it wasn't like it's the child's fault. What child is in charge of their passport for travel? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever walked into a situation and you see something you were not supposed to see? Like, you're just minding your business and suddenly you have seen way more of someone than you ever wanted to. Maybe like a neighbor through the window or a roommate barging in or a family member. So Steph, that actually happened to you or James this weekend?
This happened to me and I'll never see my great uncle the same.
Oh no, what happened?
So this past weekend we had to go over to my great aunt and great uncle's house because they needed their help with TV getting installed, and they usually ask James. I'm like, James, can you help us with anything tech related? James is like the guy. So we're like, absolutely. We went over. Little did we know, we didn't think this TV was going to be installed and take 8 hours. So we're just like, what's going on with this TV? We're like, okay, so we're just hanging out. And there was one point where I had to go to the restroom. And I'm walking down their hallway in their house, and I have to pass by the master bedroom to get to the bathroom. So when I turned the corner, I had no idea my great uncle was in his room, door wide open. He is changing.
Oh no. Did you see Uncle Butt?
I saw big great Uncle Butt.
Uncle Butt.
I sure did. He was taking off his pants and he was changing into his, and he's older, okay? Like his, you know, mentally he's kind of fading. Aww. Sadly. And like, I think he forgot that we were there because they live alone. They don't really get neighbor or the people don't really visit. So when I saw him changing, I said, ah, uncle! And he goes, oi, I forgot you guys were here. And so when they heard me scream, my great aunt, she ran down the hallway to see if I was okay. And then she goes, is everything okay? And then my uncle goes, I forgot she was here. She saw my butt.
Uncle Butt.
I sure did. And so I'm like, I think that was one of the very rare times where I've ever accidentally saw somebody naked. And that's all I see envisioning in my head is me going, and then seeing his butt. Oh my gosh.
You should have been like, uncle, way to go. You've been doing your squats and lunges. Good job. I mean, we don't body shame here. We give encouragement and you look good, uncle. Have you ever walked in on someone naked? 702-364-9400, or maybe, like I said, it was a neighbor. Has that happened to you before?
I've been walked in on. My mom was staying with me back when I lived in the Bay Area, and I just got done taking a shower. She walks in on me, and here's the thing. When she walks in on me, I'm saying, "Mom, I just got out of the shower. I'm naked." And she goes, "Oh, sorry. Check this out, guys." She stays there.
She didn't leave?
She literally stays there. And then she gets mad at me. She gets mad at me saying, "You know," she says it just like this. "I swear to you." She goes, "You know, you come from me." Meaning that she, you know, she produced me. So she flips the script and says, "You know, you come from me." And then she leaves.
It's nothing she's never seen before, right? She created you. Why are you so ashamed of showing her?
Mercedes, that was a long time ago.
I agree.
I cannot tell you the awkwardness I felt because she flipped the script. She made me out to be the bad guy.
Well, you know, it's your mom. They get to go wherever they want. It was her house.
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay. You have full rights to shove her out of that bathroom right then and there. Annette, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're talking about these accidental nudity stories. What happened?
So my parents moved in with me in February. One is 91 and the other one is 82. And they have a room downstairs, and I forgot to do something for them one night. And I walked in their room and they were fooling around at 91 and 82.
I mean,
yes.
You can kind of, I mean, good for them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, kind of. Right, Annette? The fact that they're still loving each other.
What did you do?
Well, I think that's wonderful, but I wish I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, that I get.
I closed the door and had nightmares that night.
Did they know that you walked in?
Yes, and they didn't even care.
They're like,
that was the worst part about it.
Excuse us, you're invading our territory. That's the worst. When walking in on someone naked is one thing, but when they're in the midst of passion, it's like, oh man, excuse me.
That's also another level of confidence as well, Mercedes. Can you imagine that?
Hey, I hope to have that kind of relationship when I'm in my 90s with my husband. Those are goals right there, you know?
Absolutely.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I'm either about to get completely slammed for something I'm thinking about doing, or maybe I'll get some positive reinforcement. I don't know. So I need your guys' opinion on this at 702-364-9400, because I don't know if this makes me the world's best friend or the world's cheapest friend. I have this red leather jacket that I will wear, oh man, not very often. I think I've worn it since I've owned it less than 10 times. Like in Las Vegas, there's not a lot of places to wear a red leather jacket, honestly. But it's one of those pieces though, when you wear it, people will notice it. Like you feel when you were walking in a room, like people will see it and you feel like you're walking in with your own soundtrack. You know what I mean? It's like there's music playing in the background, like, wow, everyone's looking at me. And every time I wear it, I have one friend who basically turns into my personal like hype squad. She will pet it and like it's a puppy. She's like, "I'm stealing this from you one of these days. If next time I go to your house, I'm going to your closet. I'm taking this." Like, this girl loves this jacket that I own. And I've looked online to try to get it for her, and I can't find it anywhere. I got this years ago. But it's so funny because, like, out of nowhere, I'll get a text like, "Hey, do you still have that jacket? I love that jacket." And she always makes comments about my jacket. So her birthday is coming up. And here's my idea. Instead of buying her something new, which I'm sure she'll appreciate, she's a very, very appreciative person, I thought about wrapping up this jacket and giving it to her because she's clearly obsessed with it. But then I'm like, is that tacky to give a used item as a gift? I'm basically re-gifting something that's in my closet, or would this be like the most thoughtful thing ever because I know she likes it so much? Is that thoughtful or is that completely tacky to give a used gift. 702-364-9400.
This is right up my alley, Mercedes. You are the most thoughtful person ever.
Really? With that, do you think?
You know what? I love it. And I was going to ask you, you know, can you get a new one? But apparently you can't. You already mentioned that. I will say this. Does it show any signs of wear?
It's a leather jacket, so it's kind of worn in. But like I said, I've probably worn it less than 10 times.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't look at it and say, like, that's brand new. But I also don't think it's, like, junky or anything like that.
If you want, you can go to a dry clean place and get it cleaned. I think it's fine the way it is from how you describe it. It's vintage. It's vintage. And I think that you can't put a value on that. I think she would appreciate it. It's a great idea. Do it.
I wonder, like, if you bought something for someone from a vintage store, mm-hmm. Is that tacky because it's used?
No.
Like, I don't think so. So, like, looking at it that way, maybe it's okay.
It is. Look, I've done this. I'm telling you this, like, straight up. I've done this. I've given a friend of mine a pair of shoes I've worn once. I cleaned them. I cleaned the bottom so he can't even tell. But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, put it this way. If you can't replace it, you can't buy it new, that makes it even more thoughtful. That's how I see it. It's even more special. So I'll do that all day long. So, yeah, you're speaking
But it's not like I'm using, like, a toaster and then giving her my toaster. It's like, it's cool. It's a jacket, right? What does everyone think? Steph, what do you think?
Oh my gosh, Mercedes. I know you're trying to be thoughtful, but I do see this as a little tacky. Sure, give her the jacket, but don't give her as a gift. You know, like, don't wrap it up and, hey, this is for you. And she opens it up because I feel like that's a social norm. Like, you shouldn't be gifting something that you already have. You want a gift to feel like something special and something new. And I feel like this is kind of like an easy way out. And I also think, like, what if this was something she said months ago and she said, oh my God, I love that jacket and I want it. But what if it's like her birthday and she realizes it? Oh, maybe I was just saying those kind of things because I thought it was cute on her, but maybe it's not cute on me. You know what I mean?
No, she always, like, when she, because she lives in Colorado, but when she comes to visit, the first thing she does is like, where's the jacket? And then she'll put it on. And so that's how I know it fits her. It's not like I'm giving her an old pair of shoes with holes in them. You know, she's been obsessed with this jacket for years. And I mean, she's practically written love letters to the thing. So if anything, I thought maybe this would be more personal than buying her like Bath and Body Works. Like, you know, which, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I don't think that should be maybe the only thing you give her. Like, that's the main thing. Maybe give it to her, but I don't think you should like wrap it up in a cute little bow and stuff like that. I just, to me, I think that's a little weird. Like, if I'm here, a fly on the wall, it's her birthday, she's coming over, and I'm like, I cannot believe Mercedes just gave her red leather jacket. Like, give her something else. Like, I think give it to her, yes, but I don't think it should be like that gift. If that makes sense.
That's a lot of stuff to give her. I thought that jacket would be a huge gift. What? How about this? What about it's a thought that counts. Like, who made? Like, what about the thought that counts? Like, whoever came up with this rule that you have to give something new for someone's birthday?
I just don't think
who came
that,
up with that.
I just don't think that that's the norm. Like, I don't see my mom or any family member or any close friend telling me, like, oh, hey, I've been wearing this for years, but here you go. Here's your birthday gift.
Well, I haven't worn it that much. Honestly, I haven't worn it. Like I said, less than 10 times, maybe even 5 times. Like, where do I wear a red leather jacket in Las Vegas? Like, seriously. It's 115 degrees out here, but like, that's why I thought, just because she always mentions it and every single time she'll ask me about it, but I thought it would be cool. Like, she gets this gift and she opens the box and there it is. Like, oh my gosh, I begged her. You know what I mean? But you think it's like tacky?
Yeah, I think it's tacky.
You think when she get Bath and Body Works, she'll be like, wow! Oh my God! This is amazing!
I don't think she will react that way, but I think it's more like, oh, okay, and she got me this as well, versus just like, oh, she gave me her used leather jacket that she's worn maybe twice because she got sick of it. And she got over it.
This may appease both of you. How about this? How about if she just gets it professionally clean and just present it to her as new?
Well,
there
no,
you go. Problem solved.
I would definitely get it cleaned before. I would take it to the dry cleaner no matter what. Like, it probably smells like me, so I don't want to like be like that. But at the same time, I just thought, that she would really appreciate it. She just seems like the person that would just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you gave me this. And I don't know, I thought she'd like it better than a gift card or something like that. Let's talk to Doug. Hey, is it Dougie?
Yes.
Hey, Doug, good morning. What do you think?
I think that she should give it to her as a gift because she's going to love it. She comes to town. She wears it all the time. Give it to her for a gift. She's going to love it.
Even though it's used, even though I'd wrap it up. Or is this something I should just like toss to her when I see her, like, here, you can have this.
No, wrap it up. Give it to her. She's going to love it. She's going to love you. I mean, it's just too much emphasis put on it. Give it, she's going to enjoy it.
No, that makes me feel better. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, we're getting some texts here. Let's talk to Gina first. Gina, hey, good morning. What do you think?
I think that Mercedes, give it to her, wrap it up beautiful, give it to her, and add a little bottle of perfume or something to it also. But I think you should wrap it up and give it to her.
Do you think that without the perfume, it would still, would it be kind of cheesy?
No, I don't think it's a cheesy gift at all. If she's that obsessed with it, I think it's a beautiful idea.
Okay. I can't decide. I'm trying to, like, I don't want to just toss it to her because I know she'll really appreciate it. We're getting some texts here. This one says, if I give someone a gift and they think it's tacky, that's on them. I would totally give a gift that someone will love, whether it's new or used.
Sure.
This one says, based on what kind of person she sounds like, I think she'd love it. Mercedes, giving someone a gift they've always wanted and can only wear when they come to Las Vegas is an amazing gift and totally, just put it in a pretty bag. I think she will totally love this. I'm going to give it to her.
Yes.
I'm going to give it to her. I'm going to wrap it up and send it to her. I think she's going to get way more use out of it in Colorado than I get out of it here, too.
Exactly. You know what it is? It's like that Beyonce song, Irreplaceable. And that jacket's irreplaceable. And you know what? This text right here. Ruth says, present it to her and put it on a nice hanger. There you go.
In a box? On a hanger?
In a box.
Or like a fancy hanger?
Yeah, like a really fancy hanger. I think they'll add to it.
Yeah. We're giving it. I'll let you guys know the reaction. I'm going to ask her to video her reaction when she opens it. Watch her be like, great. I'd rather have Bath & Body Works. So, all right, let's do this. It's time to win. Time to play. Heads up. We have for you tickets right now to see Big Time Rush at PH Live Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. The show is on August 30th, 5 days away, and we want to send you right now. Caller 20, you get to go see them when you win Heads Up. Pick your category. You get to 6 answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Coming at you. More Mercedes in the morning. It's time for... You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Heads up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Dita, you are caller 20.
Woohoo! Yay!
Are you ready to play some Heads Up for Big Time Rush tickets?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's get you a category. Do you want to go with Mirror, Mirror, Pump It Up, Bananarama, Dean's List, or Little League World Series?
Maybe Dean's List?
Dean's List. Okay, UNLV's first day of classes is today. So these are all things that are associated with college, okay?
Okay, perfect.
The things associated with college, all we need is 6 and 60 seconds. You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Dita, heads up. 60 seconds starts now.
A teacher in college is also known as a what?
Professor.
Yes. This is where the students live. They live in a what?
A dorm.
Yes. You might take out one of these so you can pay for your college.
A loan?
What kind of loan?
If you're loan?
No, you're like a, you're not a teacher, you're a
student.
A student loan, yeah. Oh. This is when they give you this on the first day of school so you know what you're going to be studying when everything's due.
A class schedule?
It's also known as a, this is the let's pass on that. If I'm talking to you the entire class, I'm giving a what?
Sorry, say that again?
If I'm the professor and I'm talking the entire class, I'm giving you guys a what?
A lecture.
Yes. You pull one of these when you have a quiz or a test the next day. You're going to pull a what?
An all-nighter?
Yes. Not a fraternity, but for girls.
Sorority.
Yes! We got it! Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
Just barely. We were down to like 5 seconds and you pulled it out. Nice job. Syllabus. Syllabus is what we got caught up on instead of schedule. That's okay, though. It doesn't matter. You won. We got you some tickets right now to check out Big Time Rush when they come to PH Live at Planet Hollywood this weekend. You are now in for free, Dita. Congratulations. And we'll have more of these tickets all week long with Heads Up. Make sure you are listening right around 8:25 tomorrow morning. It's Mix 94.1. It's funny
how it's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Southwest Airlines, they are tightening up their longstanding customer of size policy, and it could mean fewer refunds for plus size travelers. Starting on January 27th, the same day the airline rolls out assigned seating, refunds for a second seat will only be given if the flight isn't sold out. Both seats are bought in the same fare class, and a refund is usually requested within 90 days. Well, the airline now requires anyone who can't fit between two armrests to purchase an extra seat up front rather than leaving it optional. Critics worry that the added rules are going to make travel more stressful without offering much benefit to the airline.
Yeah, I don't want to sound not empathetic, but I mean, I can understand the policy. You know, at the end of the day, if it's sacrificing space for the passengers, then I mean, it makes sense, right? It is what it is.
I think, you know, this is not just about the customer of size policy. This is about the refund policy on that. They're they're just basically saying that it's going to be harder for you to get the refund that you have been able to get in the past. Okay. If it's a completely full flight, you're definitely not going to get the refund on that one. And so, you know, it's not like, I don't think that the airlines are already making plenty of money as it is, but yeah, you think that this is definitely needed to be implemented.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, you said, because there's got to be a seat left. There's got to be an open seat left to get the refund. So, that speaks space. So, if there's, you know, it's unfortunate. I wish everyone could be, you know, appeased. But if there's not, you know, if there's not an open seat available, then I can see why the policy is being made.
If Southwest is going to start charging people for extra space, I want a refund every time the person in front of me reclines into my lap. What's that policy? Where's the money for that? They're taking up my space. Stop reclining for a 40-minute flight. We don't need to do that. It's fine.
This is true. This is true.
Also this morning, so the Little League World Series is in the books, and while our Summerlin South team didn't take home the ultimate title, they did win the U.S. championship. These kids battled through Illinois, Washington, South Carolina, and they even got redemption against Connecticut before falling to Chinese Taipei 7-0 in the World Championship game. Still, they're national championships. They're going to get a parade in downtown Summerlin this Wednesday, 6:00. Someone bring the Capri Suns and the orange slices. They deserved a lifetime supply. They did such a great job.
Absolutely. They are winners in our book. And this is the first U.S. championship win, right, for Nevada?
No, Nevada won a couple of years ago. I believe it was the Mountain Ridge team that ended up winning. I don't believe they won the world championship, though, on that go-round, but they also won. So it was we're a very strong baseball state. I think it's safe to say we've had several teams go to the Little League World Series, so it's pretty cool to see another win there. Finally, this morning, Big Boy from Outkast has officially partnered with Whirlpool. And no, Whirlpool is not a new rapper. We're talking about the actual appliance company. Together, they have created a one-of-a-kind washer dryer that plays this song while it runs.
Makes sense.
Now, there's only one in existence right now, and you can enter to win it. Whirlpool says, with a washer this fresh, it warranted the freshest collab. Big Boy said, now your laundry looks fresh, smells fresh, and even sounds fresh. I'm just wondering if, you know, what it's going to play. Like, if you forget the laundry, like, there's a wet load in there for, like, 3 days. But I love it. how cool would that be to have that, you like, have a Whirlpool that actually played that song when your laundry was done, like, you're ready to go?
And you'd be the only one to have it as well. You said they made one, right?
Yeah, but they gotta make more, don't you think? I would be up for that. Right now it just makes a really weird bing bong sound. I prefer so fresh and so clean. It's Mix 94.1. Oh no. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified, where you send us your dilemmas, and we'll tell you if you're being a jerk or if you're justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to address, feel free to shoot us an email. You can do that through our website at mix941.fm. This one's from Casey. Says, hi, guys. My name is Casey, and I wanted to know if you think I'd be a jerk or justified to call my buddy up and ask him to give me my plus one back now that my girlfriend and I have gotten back together. So here's the situation. My girlfriend and I have been together for about a year, and this was our first breakup and hopefully our last breakup. When I got an invitation to my good friend's wedding, I RSVP'd with my plus one because we were still together. To make a long story short, we got into a big fight over something stupid and broke up. I didn't think we'd get back together, so I called my friend and told him I'd be going to the wedding solo. That was 4 weeks ago, and his wedding is in a week. We got back together last night, and she wants to go to the wedding with me. She told me to just call him and add her on, and that it's not a big deal. Would that be a jerk move, or is it justified since we are together? I don't want to argue with her about it since we just got back together, so I'm wondering if you guys or any of the other listeners could let me know if this is okay to do. Signed, Casey. 702-364-9400 is our number. Hey, Corinne, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think this is definitely being a jerk. I just remember when I got married, the week before was so stressful, and your seating chart is completed, and there's so much going on. And then to just be like, hey, so I'm going to bring somebody else again now, it really is going to throw a wrench in his buddy's wedding. Him and on the bride, and I just don't think it's a nice thing to do.
With 1 week left until the wedding?
Yeah, I think it would be one thing if there was months before the wedding, then okay. But a week before, that they've already got so much going on. I think it's a jerk thing to do.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Yeah, I also want to add on to that. It's extremely disrespectful, because what's small to Casey is big to the newlyweds. You know what I mean? Just backing up to what caller said, you know, it's an extremely stressful situation. Not to mention they probably already turned in all their plans to the catering, to the venue, et cetera, et cetera. I just can't imagine, you know, I just can't imagine what world Casey was thinking to actually think about calling to make changes.
Well, yeah. I may have a different take than you all on this. Here's the thing, Casey. You did have a plus one to begin with. So technically, you only gave it away because you thought the relationship was over. I get that. Now you're back together. And I can see why you would want her there. I totally get that. It's not like you're asking for some like rando that you met 2 weeks ago if you could bring her to the wedding. But yes, the wedding is a week away. And that's where I think it gets tricky. At this point, everything is pretty much set. You know, even like those little name cards that they put on there. So that may not be an easy thing to redo. So I don't think you should call and demand it back, because then, yes, you will look like a jerk. But I think you still can call and ask super politely, knowing that they may say no and being able to accept that. Like, you know, hey, man, I know it's last minute, but me and so-and-so are back together. Is there any possible way she could still come? If not, no problem at all. That way you're not being pushy about it, and your buddy has the option to say no without feeling bad. So are you justified? I mean, I think you can ask. You're justified to ask, but you have to do it the right way. You can't be like, dude, I'm bringing so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, I do. And it sounds good. I just think his buddy, I can imagine his buddy saying, man, this guy's a jerk.
Well, you know, and he has the right to do that, too. You know?
He does. But he could risk their relationship. He could risk their friendship as well.
Oh, you think he's not going to be friends with him because he asked for a plus one at his wedding?
I don't know. It depends.
I would
depends
never dump
people.
A friend over that. I'd be like, no, dude, you can't. Sorry, but I'll see you there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I know from working in the event field that there's always a little like extra like dishes and things like that. And I get seating charts and things like that. But if one person like squeeze the next person at a table or at, you know, I'm sure that's not the biggest deal. But I think he's justified. And maybe you go into it like kind of testing the water, so to speak, being like, oh, week left, how's the wedding plan going? Like, you know, and kind of go in that direction. Or even if he doesn't want to be a jerky, supposedly, offer to pay for her plate or whatever, you know, like just trying to like even and soften the blow kind of thing.
Yeah, like I love that idea. Offer to pay for it. Like, hey, I know if there's any way you can add her, that would be great. If not, I totally understand. But if you do, I insist on paying for her plate. Like, that's the right thing to do. Something like that, where you do seem gracious about it. Some texts coming in. This one from Jennifer says, I would most certainly ask and accept the answer if it's a no. Most people account for a 10% overage when it comes to food and drinks at a wedding or event. Kristen says, you can just call your friend. Tell him you guys got back together. I'm sure he probably already figured you'd be bringing her. Jamie says, you can ask, but don't argue after the given answer if it's not the one you wanted. I think as a friend, I'd be irritated with all the back and forth. While you RSVP'd originally with her, you changed it. But she may have to sit this event out. And then Andrew says, you and your girl going to break up again anyway, LOL. That may be the case, but at least you get to have one final hurrah at the wedding of someone else's dreams. Who knows? Hey, thanks for your calls and texts for Jerk or Justified. Whenever you have an issue, we want to hear about it. We can read it next Monday. Our website again, mix941.fm. It's Mix 94.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.